Very good morning, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Chavtes, Zvachim 29b, pagination is 58. We'll start at the Mishnah, which is midway on the page. We're familiar from the previous discussions that if a person were to think during the avoda of a karban that he's going to process this karban chutz lizmano, outside of its proper time, then it's going to be called pigul, and it becomes invalid on a very high level to the point that it's punishable as kares. If, however, he has intent at the time of the avoda, chutz lemekomo, out of its proper place, he's going to eat it in the wrong place, for example, so then it is also possible, but it's ein bo kares. It's not pigul. It's not that high level that was described with that special term. Our Mishnah is going to reiterate that principle and then present two different positions if a person would have two different intents within the same karbon. He has an intent either of outside the proper time or outside the proper place. And then the second thought that he has is the opposite, the other one, time or place. Would that leave it binding as pigul if the first one was pigul? Or would the second thought infringe on the uniqueness of the violation, and it would no longer be considered pigul? Says the Mishnah, Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol ha-shochet v'amekava v'amalech v'hazorek, a person who does any one of these four avodos, le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, lakt davar shadarko lahakter, is being consistent, the thing that's meant to be eaten, he's thinking about eating it, the thing that's meant to be brought on the Mizbeach, he's thinking regarding how he's going to burn it, kizayis chutz lemekomo, and he's thinking that he's going to do it out of its proper place, either what's eaten by people or what's eaten by the Mizbeach, but he's going to do it out of its proper place. Pasovein vo kares, it's invalid, but it's not kares, because that's not an example of chutz lizmano, out of its proper time. Chutz lizmano, but if he did have in mind the same type of thing, but this time his in mind was out of its proper time, pigul, then it is that very unique violation called pigul v'chayavin alav kares, and it's punishable with kares. Says the Mishnah, and this is really the segue to the rest of the Mishnah, ovavad sheyakriv hamatur kimitzvaso, as long as you're bringing the rest of the karbon, the zrikas hadam is going to be correctly. But if you start infringing with other thoughts, then it could be that the karbon is not really a valid karbon, and therefore the pigul status is not going to take effect. It'll simply be pasul. Ketzad, how does this work? Karev ha-matur kimitzvaso would be shachat b'shesika, he shechted without any bad thoughts, kibav alach v'zarek chutz lizmano, and then he had in mind out of its proper time, o sheshachat chutz lizmano, or he started out of the proper time idea, v'kibav alach v'zarek b'shesika, and he did the remaining things in silence, o sheshachat v'kibav alach v'zarek chutz lizmano, or he did any of them out of the proper time in his intent. Zeu shemakrif hamatak mitzvah. So everything else was done correctly, except that he has impacting a chutz lizmano out of its proper time intent. That's going to be pigul, because everything else was done correctly. Ketzad lo karif hamatak mitzvah. So what's the case that this doesn't apply? Shochet chutz lemekomo, if he started off out of its proper place intent, kibav alach v'zarek chutz lizmano, and then later on he had in mind for out of its time, or sheshachat chutz lezman, or he started off out of its time intent, kibav alach v'zag chutz lemikoma, and then later on had another type of intent out of its place. Or sheshachat v'kibav alach v'zorak chutz lemikomo, or any one of them was including an intent for out of its proper place. Those are going to be cases where there's another intent infringing on the violation, and therefore it's not a unique violation of pigul. It'll be pasul, but not pigul. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach ve'achatas sheshachtan shelo lishman. By Pesach and Chatas, even if you just bring it shelo lishma without its proper reason, as we saw in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, they are unique, that they don't bottom out, so to speak, as a neutral, voluntary karban, and therefore that alone would invalidate. V'kiba v'alach v'zarek chutz lezmano, even if the rest of the intent included an intent that would have made it pigul, or sheshachar chutz lezmano v'kiba v'alach v'zarek shalo lezman, or he started off with an intent that would have made pigul, but then he continued neutral, shalo lishman, without the proper intent, it's not going to become a nedava. O sheshachad v'kibo v'holach v'zarek domen shalo lishman, zeo shalo korev hamato kimitzvah. So it's not a case where the rest of the carbon was brought correctly, and therefore it would not be pigul. The Mishnah continues in what's going to bring us a little bit closer to the very strong argument of Rabbi Yehuda. Lecho kezayis bachutz kezayis lamachar. If a person had two intents, one intent is out of its proper place, and another intent is out of its proper time. Kezayis lamachar, kezayis bachutz, or in the reverse order, kachatzi zayis bachutz, kachatzi zayis lamachar, half a kezayis in each way, kachatzi zayis lamachar, kachatzi zayis bachutz, in the reverse order, but the same concept. Pasul ve'im bo kares, it's pasul, but it's not pigul, there's no kares. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is going to have far-reaching effects, Rashi says, akula masnisin polig, he's arguing on everything. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Zeha klal, here's the rule. Kol shemachsheves hazman kadam lachsheves hamakom pigul. If you did the pigul thought out of its proper time first, then it would be binding. V'chayavin alav kares, and there would be kares. But if machsheves hamakom kadam lachsheves hazman, if the intent of place came before the intent that would have made pigul out of its proper time, pasul ve'im bo kares, it's pasul, it doesn't have kares. And Rabbi Yehuda is telling you, tefos lashon rishon, whatever the first intent is, that's what's binding, even if the rest of the karban was not done correctly. Yashar koach, have a great day.